Rethel Jean Wetch, born March 29th in the year of our Lord, 1927. Baptized into Christ, May 22nd in the year of our Lord, 1927. Confirmed in Christ, June 1st in the year of our Lord, 1941. Married to Gabe in Christ, June 26th in the year of our Lord, 1947. Died in Christ, December 8th in the year of our Lord, 2017. To God alone be the glory. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Christ the King Lutheran Church, family and friends of Rethel, and especially to you, Dave, Cindy, and Linus. Cinda and Linus, excuse me. As we gather today to give thanks to Jesus for the life of faith that he granted to Rethel and to give her body Christian burial, the celebration of Christmas is also close at hand. The text that Rethel specifically chose for the sermon is not an Advent or a Christmas text per se, but I can't think of one that is more appropriate for this season and for this service. St. Paul writes to the Ephesians saying, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In a couple of days, many of us will open nicely wrapped gifts that we have received from our loved ones. When you do, I hope that you will think again of these words from Scripture that Rethel wanted you to hear today. And then remember that God is the one who has given us the greatest gift of all in sending his own Son to redeem us and save us from our sins and eternal death. In 1927, God brought Rethel safely into this world, and then before she could walk or talk or even begin to care for herself, God gave her this precious gift that she carried with her throughout her earthly life. Through holy baptism, God washed away Rethel's sins and made her his own dear child, as the Holy Spirit created faith in Christ even in her infant heart. There is no greater gift than this. Nothing more valuable in this life than this gift of faith in Christ. For apart from faith in Christ, there is no salvation. But for all those who are born again in Jesus Christ, as Rethel was, who are connected to his death and resurrection through holy baptism, as Rethel was, who by God's grace and his precious gift of faith believe that Jesus is their Savior, as Rethel most certainly did, there is eternal life and salvation. You see, it's not enough to know that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, that he suffered and died under Pontius Pilate, that he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven, for even the devil knows those facts. But knowledge does not save you. You must believe by the work of the Holy Spirit, by his gift of faith, that Jesus did all these things for you, that he is your salvation. Each of us will face this day and the wages of our sin that we have earned in the flesh. But the promised peace and salvation that God has promised to those who trust and love him, that our eyes do not yet see clearly, that our ears often struggle to hear and believe, that our hearts wonder about, this gift, these gifts from God, we receive entirely by grace through faith, as gifts of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. While the wages of sin is death in our mortal bodies, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The world is a very different place today than when Rethel was young. I mean, who even heard of zip lining? Much less an 89-year-old doing it. Rethel lived through many incredible and some horrifying changes. But during her many years, her Lord never changed. His words of promise, forgiveness, comfort, and peace never changed. The Lord says to you, just as he said to Rethel, as he said through the prophet Isaiah, "Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." And that's exactly what he has done. Jesus stretched out his arms and let them pierce his hands and his feet and his side. He gave up his life because he loves Rethel, because he loves each of you. Jesus came into his creation, took on human flesh in order to die as the Savior for the whole world. He did what Rethel could certainly not do for herself, what you can't do for yourself. He took our sin and death upon him, and he placed on us his righteousness and his life. He went into battle against sin and death and the devil, the unbelieving world, and he died in the fight. But he rose victorious over sin and death and the devil. Jesus lives, and he lives forever. Rethel has died, but in Jesus Christ, she lives too. And on the last day, her body will be raised up in glory and eternal victory, for she is more than a conqueror through him who has loved her. Death and the devil have no lasting victory here or with any of those who belong to Jesus. By God's grace and faith, he created and sustained in Rethel, she is now safely home. Her race is won, the warfare is over, she is with Jesus. Can anything be better than that? Today we are sad and miss our sister in Christ, but we do not grieve as those who have no hope. So that today we can even be happy for Rethel as she celebrates Christmas with Jesus, with the church triumphant, all those washed in the blood of the Lamb who have come out of the great tribulation, and with her loved ones who died in the Christian faith. No more tears, no suffering, no frigid air, no scorching heat, no sin, no death. Only light and life and joy and peace and rest with Jesus. May the Lord grant each of us such saving faith, such a full life with contentment, and such a blessed death. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.